Hi, this is Mike Lipkin, and I'm here to share the five trends that will equal the five chances to become the best, boldest you yet in 2026. 2026 is the year that will test you, stretch you, and upgrade you. Some call 2026 a reset year, the moment when the future of work becomes your everyday reality. The big question is not what will happen, but who will you become while it happens? So this is not the year to sit back and binge watch the disruption. This is the year to star in the episode where you and your team turn volatility into momentum. Think of this video as your 8-minute upgrade, no software patch required. Five trends, five chances to become the person people point to and say, that's who helped me feel stronger, braver, and more alive in 2026. So here's the first trend. Unleash your AI superpower. Across the major business headlines, one story is loud. AI is moving from sidekick to partner, from nice to have to essential to use. By 2026, a large share of roles will expect you to work with AI in some way. And here's the punchline. AI can multiply your impact or multiply your fear. The technology is neutral, your mindset is not. So become the AI whisperer, the person who spends as much time as you can experimenting and then shares practical wins with the team. Use AI to give people more human time, less copy and paste, more coaching, listening, and laughing together. And when someone whispers, is this thing going to take my job? Do not roll your eyes. Say, AI is here to extend us, not erase us. And I am with you as we learn this together. Trend number two, turn hybrid into a human magnet. Hybrid is no longer an experiment. It is the dominant model. The big question is not remote or office anymore, but what rhythm helps us do our best work and our best living. Research points to 3 days together a week as the sweet spot when those days are used intentionally. So turn office days into belonging days, not email in a different chair days. Use them for brainstorming, mentoring, recognition, and the tough conversations that should never live in a passive, aggressive inbox. In hybrid meetings, refuse to let anyone become a pixel on mute. Call on remote voices first and connect their ideas to decisions so they feel like co-authors, not spectators. And ask your team, what weekly rhythm helps you do your best work? And then co-create it. When people feel consulted, they lean in instead of logging out. Trend number three, lead with heart and belief. The new power skills are empathy, emotional intelligence, and psychological safety. Global workforce reports now show that human-centric leadership and development beat even flexibility as drivers of engagement and retention. Psychological safety is simply this. People believe they will not be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or admitting mistakes. In 2026, that belief is oxygen. Without it, people shut down. With it, they innovate. So act like the oxygen in the room. Ask better questions in every one-to-one. What is working? What is wearing you down? And how can I help? And then listen until they run out of words. When something goes wrong, start with what did we learn, not who do we blame, and you will feel the room exhale. And give specific, sincere recognition, such as, here is exactly what you did that made a difference. Because people who feel seen are far more likely to stay, care, and go the extra mile. Trend number four, reskill or stand still. The economy is still growing, but hiring is getting tougher, especially for early career roles, as AI eats more of the easy tasks. At the same time, employers now say professional development is the number one driver of engagement ahead of even hybrid flexibility. In simple terms, the people who keep learning will keep moving, and the people who help others learn will be the ones everyone wants to follow. So turn your team into a learning lab by sharing one article, one statistic, or one idea a week, and then ask, what does this mean for us and what should we try? Help each person name their next game-changing skill and then support them with a course, a mentor, or a project where they can practice it. And make learning social with growth partners who check in with each other weekly so new behaviors stick, because people grow better together, not alone. And trend number five, be the calm in a fractured world. The backdrop for 2026 is a mix of slower but positive growth, geopolitical friction, climate risk, cyber threats, and an AI-driven productivity surge that will not feel evenly shared. Forecasts point to growth that is modest but resilient, sturdy and fragile at the same time. This is the age of the fragmented world, where resilience is not a personality trait, it is a strategy. Be the calm in the storm. When volatility hits, lower your voice, slow your pace, and clarify the very next small step, because people remember who steadied them when everything shook. Practice scenario generosity. Instead of assuming the worst about people, assume pressure, fear, or confusion, and respond first with clarity, followed by kindness. And build buffers, a little extra time in deadlines, a little extra cross-training, a little extra appreciation, because those margins protect both performance and mental health. Looking ahead, economic outlook, suggest growth strengthening further into 2026 and 2027. The real narrative will not be written by headlines, but by how you show up for the people around you. So when your colleagues and clients look back on 2026, what will they say? That was the year everything got harder, or that was the year you helped me feel safer, stronger, and more alive. Your greatest technology in 2026 is still how you make people feel. So use these trends, take these actions, and build the ecosystem where people belong, grow, and win. Because when they rise, you rise. This is Mike Lipkin, and until the next time, remember, the future is not something you face, it's something you create. One bold conversation, one brave decision, one motivated person at a time.